All right. Hello, everyone. So my name is Josh Curtis. As Nick said, I'm a senior here, so I'm graduating very soon. And I'm getting my degree in poli-sci, so not necessarily related to what I want to do down the line. I think I'm more interested in entrepreneurship and technology sector. But anyway, that's just a small little primer on who I am. But I want to give you guys first a little background on my personal background and how that relates to how I've been changed in terms of coming to Berkeley and coming to First Pres and everything that's been associated with that. So my family, my parents were actually involved in ministry pretty much almost all their lives. I think my dad accepted Christ again in his heart when he was in college, and I think my mom had about the same story. And they were really involved with a certain ministry group for a couple decades, and they even went to Latin America when I was very young to help spread the gospel there. So because of that, Spanish was technically my first language, although I forgot it all after that, so not quite as interesting as it could be. But learned it again. So yeah, my dad is actually a pastor. So part-time, he, you know, it doesn't gain any income for him because he has such a small church, but he's part of a bilingual church that he helps run. And just 10, 15 people on any given Sunday come in there, mostly from different places in Latin America. And so it's always been a very interesting experience for me, just being, I guess, in a very different place from most people who have very different backgrounds, both spiritually and in terms of types of people they've been with in churches and that sort of thing. But one thing that's really been great about my father and my parents is that they've always wanted us as children to pursue faith on our own and to make it our own and to understand it in our own minds without having to be force-fed something by them. And I've always found that very uplifting and encouraging because, you know, it hasn't been something that's been forced on me. So I decided to go to a different church, actually another Presbyterian church in my hometown, because my dad kind of allowed me to choose something else, and you know, I didn't necessarily connect with some of the people at his church in terms of my personality and interests and that sort of thing. And that was a great church for a long time. Great youth program. I really enjoyed that. But I didn't find it as spiritually edifying as it possibly could have been. I found it to be, you know, kind of not always focusing enough on the central messages of the gospel and sometimes veering off a little too much in the pursuit, which I think is very important, but the pursuit of social justice without considering kind of the gospel-centered orientation out of which that should be generated. So coming to First Pres Berkeley and coming to Berkeley in general has been an amazing experience for me and for my faith. And this has really been the place that I've really grown the most. I remember coming, before I came to Berkeley, I thought to myself, I will either become a more spiritual person, a more faithful person, and someone who is stronger overall, or you know, I might be taken down by the you know extreme impersonalness of the university, the you know all the aspects associated with Berkeley that where an individual is not necessarily lifted up on a daily basis. And I think that definitely in whole, I've definitely grown more than I've been brought down, which I think is great, and that's definitely a testament to God's, I think, faithfulness in all of our lives. So, First Pres, for me, is in many ways, not always, but in many ways, the perfect church for me, because it balances the line so well, I think, of being very gospel-centered and being very Christ-centered, but at the same time, not being overly focused on a linear understanding of God, but understanding God's eternal nature and how that can play out in different ways, and realizing that, you know, people can have different understandings of certain particular doctrines, but still be true to the core of Christian faith and really pursue that wholeheartedly. So I remember checking out First Pres my first week here, and I actually met a guy named Joel Moody who gave one of these speeches about a year ago. And he told me about this organization called AGO, which is a Christian fraternity, or a Christ-centered fraternity. And I remember thinking, you know, first, I was a little skeptical, thinking, you know, what could this be? Maybe it's just a bunch of guys who think the apocalypse is imminent and watch TBN all day or something. You know, Pat Robertson devotees or something. But no, not at all. I found out that the group was, you know, diverse cross-section of different types of Christians, Catholics, mostly Protestants, but different types of Protestants, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, Baptists, non-denominational, everything. So that has been a really great experience for me too, because, you know, like I kind of alluded to, one of the reasons why I pursued that other Presbyterian church in my hometown was that it had that great youth program, and that was something that, you know, I didn't necessarily find as well in my dad's church. And through AGO, that's been basically an unmatched opportunity to really grow in fellowship with fellow Christians who are more or less in a lot of the similar situations, and yet at the same time being from very different backgrounds and having different thinking on things, different majors, all sorts of different things. So that's been a really amazing experience because, you know, throughout a lot of high school and everything, I was kind of one of those people who had a ton of friends, but no close friends, really, very few close friends. And through AGO, I've been able to have the opportunity to build a lot of close friendships and with guys who share my values and share my faith. And that's been an amazing opportunity. So, yeah, so how has this all played out in my life, this faith journey and in relation to Berkeley and all that? So I think, you know, a few things that I've come to realize, at least in my own life, that I really want to focus on is just manifesting Christ in everything that I do, trying to do that to the degree that I can. Because, you know, I think that it's true that Christ represents kind of this fulcrum of divine presence within human form. And while we cannot match that because we don't have that same divinity that Jesus had, we can always pursue after that because at the end of the day, we are children of God. We have the spark of divinity, even if we don't have the full divinity that Christ had. And we can always seek after his perfect, blameless image. And so some of the ways we can do that are one thing that I think my dad contributed, which is a really great little piece, and I don't know how original it is, but one thing he talked about a lot was the triple foundation. Is this idea that he had, which is not really his, but the Bible's idea, right? That God loves us first, no matter what. And then in response, we need to love God back. And as a result of our loving God, we will love everyone around us as well, who God has already loved from the very beginning. And I think that's really true and really key. And I think that's one of the key aspects of how we can manifest Christ to the degree that we can in our lives. And I think that's, you know, ultimately intimately connected with this concept of, you know, the golden rule. And, you know, when the high priest asked Christ what is the, you know, basically the sum of the law, and he said to love God and to love your neighbor. And I think that's just really true, and I think that it's easy to get caught up in particularities of, oh, is this doctrine correct? Is this doctrine more correct? Or how do we define, you know, if someone is a, you know, is true to this literal interpretation that of, you know, for instance, say you have Calvinists on one hand or Arminianists on the other. And I think it's not about that. I think it's about loving God and loving those around you, no matter what. And trying to understand that, transcendent truth to the degree that you can, but realizing that our understanding will always be limited because of God's eternal nature, which is so far beyond our grasp. And the Bible, the text of the Bible, and Christ's life, basically, are the closest approximations that we can really try to understand God's true nature, but we'll never be able to understand it because as powerful as words are, as powerful as understanding that history are, it just can never approximate the fullness of God's existence. And so, how do we further play that out? So, I would say that we should always be seeking after the spiritual reality, which is God, and which is His eternal goodness, and rather than getting caught up in the material distortions which often face us from original sin, and which often blind us to the transcendent realities in this universe. And I think that another way that we can really do that is just pursuing the passion that God has put in our hearts, whatever that might be. And I think that God has put different passions in each of our hearts. And at different times in our lives, we realize that we might have different passions, or we might think that we have a different orientation. But in the end of the day, if we're seeking after what God has put in our heart to enjoy, and we do it in His name, and we try to do it in a way that's focused on others and not on ourselves, I think that we'll be close on the path to doing what we need to do. And so for me, it's not about pursuing some, you know, selfish reward in the hereafter. You know, it's not about, you know, I'm going to say that I believe in God so that I can get into heaven when I finally die. For me, I think that really the way that we should live out Christianity and our faith is in combating spiritual decay and bringing spiritual life to everything around us in the way that we can, and just pursuing that oneness with God and glorifying Him in all that we can. So how that's going to play out in the rest of my life, I'm not exactly sure, but we'll see. I'm going to Brazil this summer, which should be a good experience, studying abroad there, and hopefully seeing, you know, witnessing God in developing countries. And I think that God is a major role there, and a major role everywhere, but really people, I think, in that country and a lot of these developing nations have a lot much stronger connection with God, I think, than those of us in the West who've experienced a lot of spiritual decay. So that'll be a great experience. But anyway, I've droned on and on. So that's kind of my story and my take on things. And thank you for listening. Thanks, buddy.